A 12-month investigation entailed wiretaps, aerial and electronic surveillance, and announcing the arrests of 16 individuals, Attorney General Schneiderman proclaims that today the streets of New York are safer.
Because yesterday, based on this joint investigation, we executed search warrants in four states, six search warrants in New York City targeting storage facilities and homes, two warrants in Delaware targeting storage facilities, two warrants in Maryland targeting the home of the Ring's boss, Basil Ramadan, at the top of the chart, and the office of the Ramadan brothers. The second in command and treasurer was his brother, and one warrant in New Jersey targeting a storage facility. We have 15 of the 16 in custody. One, Ribi Awadi, flew to Jordan several weeks ago and has not yet been apprehended, but he is also being charged. Today in Supreme Court in Brooklyn, all 16 members were charged on 244 counts of enterprise corruption, money laundering, and related tax crimes. Each of these defendants faced up to 25 years behind bars. The Ring had its roots in Maryland, where the ringleaders, brothers Basil and Samir Ramadan, reside. Its distribution hub was in a warehouse in Delaware, and they flooded New York City from their distribution center with approximately 20,000 cartons of cigarettes a week, all untaxed.
The investigation, which has so far uncovered $55 million in illegal cigarette sales, is continuing. Schneiderman says the probe began with an investigation into stolen baby formula.
And we began tracking and monitoring the suspect and looking at financial records. And within a month, we uncovered a much broader, extraordinarily profitable cigarette smuggling enterprise, where they were selling untaxed cigarettes and laundering the money from those sales.
According to the AG's press release on the arrests, all those involved in the criminal enterprise are Palestinian. The release hints at ties to terrorism, quote, "While it hasn't been established yet where the illicit proceeds ended up, similar schemes have been used in the past to help fund organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah." The implication troubles the chairman of the board for the New York chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Ziad Ramadan.
I'm trying to figure out what their agenda is by trying to just create one negative image on a particular group as opposed to just talk about criminality as a general issue. So saying, when criminality occurs in America on the Eastern Seaboard in connection with cigarettes, why aren't we talking about the Contras, Latin America or anything else? You know, why are we only talking about Hezbollah and Hamas, who have never attacked the United States? And, you know, in fact,
A.G. Schneiderman adds that, quote, none of the members of this untaxed cigarette distribution and money laundering operation are authorized to sell tobacco products in New York City or New York State. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.